This week, I'm going to show you where to find some great, free, royalty-free images. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Mark Jones, and this is Get Creative. Sometimes if you're designing like a poster or a flyer for an event and you want to use a photograph as the basis for that design, you might not always have the right photograph for what you need. For example, if you're trying to do a poster or flyer for a gig that you're doing and you want a crowd shot to be the main basis of what you use to put together that design, you might not always have a decent crowd photo on hand, or quite frankly, you may not have any. So in that case, where do you get the image from to build that design? Well, one of the great ways you can do that is by using what you call royalty-free images. So what are royalty-free images? Well, royalty-free images are images that allow you to use these images or allow you to share the images. Some of them are even allow you to modify those images, and they are free from copyright restrictions. So right now I'm going to show you just a couple of sites that I use regularly to get some great free royalty-free images from. Okay, so today I'm going to show you two websites that you can download royalty images from. The first one is a site called Gratisography. Gratisography is a website that features photographs taken by New York-based graphics and web design / photographer Ryan McGuire. All of the photos he uploads to this website are free to the general public and are stored via Dropbox. Links are 100% free from copyright restrictions. So I'm going to now pull that site up. I'm going to show you what it's like. So if you open up any web browser that you want and that you use, I'm now going to just type in www.gratisography.com. And this is what the site is like. And you can scroll down and you can see lots of different photographs that Ryan uploads and takes. And these are fantastic. And to simply download them, all you need to do is hover over one of your photographs, whatever one you want to download, and click the little download button. You'll then get a pop-up on your site, particularly if you use Firefox like I'm using now. It'll ask you if you can want to open it or save it. I generally just save them. And then you'll find, if you go to your downloads file folder, you'll find the image that you've just downloaded. So if I open that up in Windows Photo Viewer, as I'm working on Windows 8, you'll see I've just downloaded this photograph of a guy taking a photograph of this graffiti wall. So that there is Gratisography. The next way of getting royalty free images that I'm going to show you is by getting them from Google Images. Sometime in 2014, Google introduced some new criteria into its advanced search functionality. Some of this included searching for royalty free images. So let's open up Google Images and show you what I mean. I'm going to do that by typing in images.google.co.uk in my browser's URL bar. Okay, so you can now see that we're now on the Google Images homepage. To look for royalty free images here on Google Images, you'll have to first go to Settings, which is right here in the bottom corner, and then you'll have to click on Advanced Search. Now that we're here in the Advanced Search page, we can search for some good royalty-free images. So if you scroll down on the page, you'll see the box for usage rights. So I'm going to scroll down so my page is right at the bottom to give us the view to see everything that we're looking for. So if you click on usage rights here, you have a few different ones. You have not filtered by license, which is just a generic Google Images search. You also have free to use or share, free to use, share or modify, and then for both, free to use or share or free to use share modify, you have the added extra within that of even commercially. From what I understand, the even commercially aspect just basically means you can use these images for the purposes of revenue. So if you were putting the images onto a concert ticket that you were producing, like in the example we gave earlier of designing a flyer for a concert that you didn't have an image of a crowd for like you wanted, the even commercial aspect would allow you to do that 100% legally. However, if I'm honest, just in my opinion, there might not be opinion of everybody, but for free to use or share, I personally wouldn't use even commercially, as it doesn't allow you to make any changes to the images, doesn't allow you to take them into Photoshop, for example, and add a bit of a blur, or to add text over the top or whatever. It just basically allows you to share that image, display it at events, etc., and make money off that image. So I personally wouldn't go with that, just because, in my opinion, if someone spent the time to make an image like that and you can't add to it or make tweaks to it, then you're just making money off somebody else's work, which I don't really think is fair to the people who did the work in the first place. Generally, what I tend to use free to use, share, or modify, even commercially, just in case I ever was to do photographs that for concert tickets, etc., etc. So now that we've chosen that option, let's just type in the example of crowd, which you'll see here. I've done already once before. This is my second time of recording this, and then scroll back down to the bottom. You'll see I've got free to use, share, or modify even commercially. Click on advanced search, and then you get all of these photographs of crowds. So you can see here there's a lot of different images here, and you can use these in your posters, in your flyers or whatever, and basically it's 100% free, 100% legitimate to use. So that's really, really helpful. So those are the two sites I'm going to show you today. Again, as mentioned earlier on, you can go to the blog post and you'll be able to see a more detailed blog on what I'm showing you here, with a couple more websites on as well. But these are the two main ones I use. So just remember Gratisography and Google Images. So if you found this useful, it would be really great to hear something from you. So please feel free to write something below in the comments section, or if you're viewing this on the blog, to write a little bit in the comments section there as well. Again, you can see a fuller post on this on my blog. Links and all that is below description in the video. So again, I just want to say thank you for watching. Hope you've enjoyed it, and look forward to doing this again soon. Thanks.